This is KNKX. It's a new day for college sports. This week, student athletes were granted the right to earn money from their names, images, and likenesses. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel says this spells the end of amateurism in college sports. Art, let's start with some history. Where did the idea of amateurism in college sports come from?
It was imported from England in the 19th century, where it was a tool by the royals and the elites used to keep out working class people from their games. And then in 1896, the restart of the Olympic Games adopted this British amateurism system, even though the irony was that the Greek inventors of the Olympic Games paid all their winning athletes. So, you know, there was no real logic or precedent to it. It just seemed more noble to have amateur athletes. And American colleges early in the 20th century agreed. And that amateurism principle survived until Thursday, when the rules changed. The players were a cheap labor force, while the coaches and executives made millions. It took the U.S. Supreme Court until last week to drive the nail into the NCAA's outdated business model, and it was a 9-0 vote in the court that said enough was enough.
So we have this new rule. What will the adoption of name, image, and likeness, or NIL, mean for athletes and for schools?
The NIL money will come not from the schools themselves, but from third parties eager to have college athletes do product endorsements or public appearances or autograph sessions. So it's not coming out of the tax dollars that most schools receive. The colleges knew this was going to happen, and so Thursday, the University of Washington, Washington State University, and many other schools around the country rolled out these elaborate programs that would help athletes get and manage their outside money. And they want to try to make it so it doesn't seem like it's strictly pay for play. We'll see about that. For the athletes, it means cash flow, so they no longer have to depend on Top Ramen for dinner. And they're also free to choose schools based on who makes them the best deal financially. There are some athletes with high profiles and huge social media followings who could probably earn a six-figure income. But it for sure will mean chaos everywhere in college sports.
Right. It seems like this has the potential to get out of hand. And among the people trying to create some order is Washington's junior senator, Maria Cantwell. Let's talk about her role.
Senator Cantwell in January became chair of the Senate's powerful Commerce Committee, which, believe it or not, has authority over college sports. For 6 months now, Cantwell and her staff have been trying to reconcile 8 different pieces of legislation introduced in Congress that deals with various subjects on this issue. And that didn't come together in time for the July 1 deadline set for implementation of state laws around the country allowing for NIL. And it's likely it won't happen until the end of the year. So now, since neither Congress nor the NCAA is able to do anything about this, it's up to the schools to be on their best behavior. There is no evidence in the business history of college sports that that has ever worked out well.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.